For decades, there's been a persistent gap between home ownership for Black and Hispanic families in America and white families. Now, the gap is even wider than it was before the Fair Housing Act was passed in 1968. The racial disparity in home ownership has led to other disparities, like the ability of families to accumulate wealth or to get a good education. NPR's Pam Fessel reports on efforts to fix that.
Tasharn Richardson has lived all of her 42 years in either public or subsidized housing in Washington, D.C. But today, surrounded by seven of her 10 children, she's about to enter a new domain, home ownership.
Make sure I didn't lose the keys. That would be a bummer.
But she finds the keys, and as she unlocks the door... Her kids practically explode as they rush inside their new four-bedroom house. For this family, owning a home has always seemed like someone else's dream. Until now, Tasharn and her husband, Lionel, were among the majority of Black Americans who rent rather than own. For white families, it's the opposite. Most own their homes, which in turn has helped them to build wealth and stability. But Tasharn only got here through sheer determination, luck, and a great deal of help. Her salary working for the D.C. government wasn't enough to qualify for a mortgage. Her husband is unemployed, so she had to secure more than $100,000 in down payment assistance from the government and a nonprofit. She also spent countless hours taking classes and working with a financial coach to learn some of the basic skills needed to buy a house.
Being able to have your finances in order, also learn about the credit. You know, most people, we don't know about that or have never learned about that. And so that's something that doesn't happen overnight.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. It's great seeing your names.
Robin Lewis works for a D.C. nonprofit called MANA, which helps low-income families buy their first homes. This is an orientation session, online because of the pandemic. Lewis tells the enrollees they have a lot to do before they can become what MANA calls mortgage ready.
Budgeting, I can't stress it enough. You need to budget. If you don't budget, if you don't know what you got, you're going to have a hard time getting anywhere.
It's one of those things, like having a good credit score, that many of these potential buyers have never thought about before. They're likely the first in their families to buy a house, so their parents couldn't necessarily show them the way. MANA tries to fill that void. President and CEO Sasha Gay Angus says the ultimate goal is to reduce intergenerational poverty.
We're so far behind in the wealth gap that, you know, we've got to start somewhere. And so creating wealth through home ownership is really the lowest hanging fruit for Black and brown families to really get a leg up.
And the numbers are pretty startling. The average Black family has one-eighth the wealth of the average white family, $23,000 compared to more than $180,000. That's largely due to a lack of home equity. About 42% of Black families own their own homes, compared to more than 72% of white families. Michael Neal, a senior researcher at the Urban Institute, says these disparities, the result of years of housing discrimination, are self-perpetuating. Homeowners simply have more resources to get ahead.
That is the degree to which I can use my housing equity to invest in my human capital. That is to get an education, to use my housing equity to start a small business, to do all those things that ultimately bring additional wealth.
And the pandemic has made matters worse, with Black Americans more likely to get sick, to lose work, and to fall behind on their rent. That's made it even harder for families to save for a house at a time when prices are soaring.
Your bathroom's here. And right next to the bathroom is two bedrooms.
In fact, Tasharn, like many buyers, was in a race against time. This newly renovated house cost $475,000. Last year, it sold for half that amount. Neil of the Urban Institute says without help, the outlook for low-income home buyers is pretty bleak.
Our analysis suggests that, unfortunately, these gaps are not going to close.
The Biden administration says it wants to narrow the divide. It's requested hundreds of billions of dollars to increase the supply of affordable housing and to provide down payment assistance. HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge told Senate appropriators she also wants to revamp the way government-backed mortgages are structured to lower barriers, such as student loan debt, that are especially burdensome for Black and Hispanic buyers.
We just want to be sure that we can make those people who can pay their rent now, most of whom can afford to pay a mortgage, but just a system to get over the hump.
But it's not clear how far Congress will go to help people over that hump. Republicans are opposed to massive new spending, and some have raised concerns about pushing people into the market who aren't financially ready. Michael Neal of the Urban Institute also cautions that doing too much to boost sales without increasing supply could inadvertently make home prices higher. That said, there's a strong push to do something. Lisa Wise, founder of the Birdseed Foundation in Washington, notes a simple fact. White homebuyers are much more likely to get financial help from their families. In her case, she used $8,300 from the sale of a car she inherited for the down payment on her first house.
And that $8,300 windfall changed my entire life. I mean, absolutely changed everything about my life trajectory. And so many people will never have that opportunity or will never have that windfall.
Which is why her group gave to Sharn a $10,000 grant to help with her down payment and closing costs. To Sharn hopes that eventually turns into a windfall for her children, if only for the lessons they've learned. She says her kids, especially her teenage daughter, have been her strictest financial advisors.
When we would go out shopping, grocery store, no matter what it is, she would tell me, "Hey, Mom, hold up. Do we need this? Do we need that? Aren't we planning on buying a house one day? Didn't you say we're going to be moving and we're not just renting, we're buying?"
She says that at least is something she can pass on. Pam Fessler, NPR News.